This episode is brought to you by BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Hubba hubba. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code SKIM. Just pay $5 shipping. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, 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 what do we have here? Another episode of Skim. What's going on, Kim Johnson?
Oh, you know. You already know.
Kim Soans Johnson. Hey, that reminds me, we were watching some old home videos the other day.
Yes.
And Kim was like 16. Yeah. It's about a year before we met. And, whoo! You were
did
a
you
cutie.
Like that?
Yeah, I did. Now, is it creepy that I found myself going, whoo, about my wife, who I'm married to, who's only 3 years younger than me? But I got like a little Twitter pated about a photo of you or a video of you when you're 16 years old
walking around at the family barbecue.
Is that weird though?
That's not weird. You know me.
Yeah,
it'll be weird if it was someone else.
Well, yeah, that's my point. Is I don't know if at this stage because it's a video of you when you're 16. If that's weird or not.
It's fine.
Okay.
Well, it's all good.
It was
because it's me.
It brought back a flood of memories. All good.
When you first met me, I had really short hair.
Yeah.
It was really skinny.
Your parents were still very intimidating to me. So seeing them on film didn't...
It's less intimidating to see the video of them now from then because they were so much younger. My dad was just...
He was probably, what, like 42?
If that. Yeah.
Maybe even late 30s?
Yep.
That's weird. I don't like to think about these things. He just turned, what, 72?
71.
71.
Yeah.
Nicest 71-year-old on the planet.
He would love to hear that.
Well, he won't hear it on this show, hopefully. Because we got stuff to say today.
Do we have stuff to say?
No, we don't really. Okay, so we're in the thick of it. It's the holidays. In fact, you're getting this episode a little later than usual. We try to record on Thursdays. We had a party on Thursday.
Yep, my family party. Where you saw the video.
That's where we saw the video, right. And because of that, it's been a little crazy around here. And Kim and I, when you hear this show, we will not even be in town. Kim and I are having a little short jaunt. It's a beautiful downtown.
We're headed downtown. Mm-hmm. See the lights.
Yeah.
See the Macy's windows.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun.
Good food.
Yeah. Always.
Maybe a movie or two.
Yeah.
Probably going
to
see that.
We have a few to see. We have a list.
Yeah. We want to see that new Transformers movie because it's actually supposed to be good for once. Can't believe
for
it.
For once.
Look how long it took him. 11 years to get it right.
True.
Well done, guys. Finally made a movie I care about. So anyway. That's all going to be fun, and I'm really looking forward to being with you and hanging out with you, and I hope you all have similar fun little plans, but this is nice because it's you and me, like date time,
yeah,
right?
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The kids are hanging out. They're going to be Christmas shopping with Taylor and Dylan, and so the forum will get to whenever Nick's not working, and they get to just do Christmas movies and stuff at home.
I plan to be nude 80% of the time. That's my goal. Because nobody cares there. You're just lounging around your cool hotel room and nobody cares. Who cares? Yeah.
Nope. That's awesome.
Oh, I'm excited. Anyway, let's get to it. We got some stuff to get to.
We got stuff?
Oh, I forgot to ask you if you had a food thing today. I totally spaced that.
I wanted to talk about the family party, which was Audra, my sister-in-law, made pasta jambalaya.
Okay, hold on to that thought, because later in the show, we're going to talk about why that's a thing and why it's so good.
And why it's so good.
Okay. I was blown away by that combination. If you'd have said that that's what we were going to have beforehand, I would have went, whatever. That's weird. Yeah, that's weird, but it wasn't weird. It was so insanely good that we'll have to share with the fine folks. I guess we don't have a recipe, though, to share, do we?
I know where to find it, though.
Okay, so we could post it somewhere and do whatnot.
In fact,
we have an email about jambalaya again, which will give me a chance to remind people that the recipe for the jambalaya recipe is indeed up on the blog. You just have to kind of hunt it down. So we'll get to that in a second. But why not ring in the sort of time of year we're having with some emails for the Skim Show? What do you say?
Awesome.
Okay.
What do people have to say?
I'm going
to
play a little Christmas music in the background. Okay. I've been doing this on a few shows just because I don't know I like it. And by the way, so for those who've never heard this, this rendition, this is all from a Kmart record. They used to, if you went to Kmart, you would hear this playing over the thing.
It's their own version of it?
Yeah. They had all of it made for them. And there's a Kmart song at the top and the bottom of this hour and a half compilation. And it's just the cheesiest, most 70s ass, like generic. Christmas music you can have, which is amazing, and I love it. So that's what we're playing in the background now. Our first email comes from Mike Duschenborg.
Nice.
I am pretty sure I got that name wrong.
Oh, honey.
Well, you
botching up the names again.
D-I-E-S-C-H-B-O-U-R-G. Deichborg.
Deichborg.
That's a pretty cool name, isn't
it? That's a great name.
Javort! he says this, the subject's a skim. The message is from your previous conversations about Hallmark. My wife and I also had conversations about this. By the way, hello, Mrs. Deichborg.
Hello. Hello.
See, now you're doing it. You're doing it
now. I hope we've said it right.
Oh. Did we ever say that we're the Scott and Kim Show with Scott Johnson and Kim Johnson? Did we say that? The Skim Show? Did we say that at the top of the show? We're supposed to have a little decorum here. Did we not do that?
No, we do.
All right. Well, we're 7 episodes in and we're already so comfortable with you guys that we didn't even think about it.
Welcome to the Skim Show.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, here's what he says. I have told her that these Hallmark shows or these Hallmark movies is lady porn.
Oh, wow.
Let's see what else he says. No, don't just dismiss it out of hand. Men are very visual. Women are very emotional. Just a thought to converse about. Thanks for putting your skim in the game. Get it, skim.
I really like that.
Putting your skim in the game. It's pretty good. thoughts? Feelings? Do you feel like it's emotional porn for ladies?
Maybe. Because it's just happy and it's fun and there's always a little bit of drama and then it all turns out just fine in the end.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Okay.
And we need a little of that and less blowing up things.
Yeah, that's true. Also,
I think there is something to that.
Also, man porn is gross.
And I do appreciate blow 'em up movies. I really do.
No, you
but
like
there's
them.
There's a time and a place.
Right.
I really enjoy my cheesy Hallmark movies. And I admit it, they're cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not likely to happen.
No, very, very unlikely.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Well,
look.
I get my popcorn and
we're going to see a blow 'em up movie this weekend.
Yep. Totally.
And maybe we'll slip in a not blow it up movie. Maybe it'll be like,
are there any out even?
Kind of. There probably are some boring things out. We could go see.
Okay. Nice. Real nice.
I want to see Aquaman. So we're going to do that maybe.
Okay.
Maybe we get Aquaman and
Transformers
or Bumblebee in.
There you go.
But those are two very blown up
movies.
Because
we are going to see Mary Poppins for Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we had to
see a movie
on
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And we settled on that. Dylan loves Mary Poppins. And it's a very fun Christmassy type of movie. Like a Disney style, you know.
Yeah, I think it fits.
It fits.
Fits the season.
Fits for Christmas.
And I am a big Emily Blunt fan.
There you go. That's a reason.
I have a bit of a crush on Emily Blunt.
A bit of a crush.
Yeah. Pass that blunt over here. Get it like a blunt?
Yeah, gotcha.
I don't smoke pot. I just use these words because I think they're funny.
He just uses the words.
Tanner Goodman wrote in.
Hey, Tanner.
Yeah,
I know Tanner.
You know Tanner.
Tanner's awesome.
In fact, this whole subject is a big thanks to Kim. He says this. Hey, Scott and Kim. First off, I'm really loving the show. Your chemistry is amazing and really makes for a great podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I'm writing in to say thank you to Kim specifically. Last year when we went to Vegas, I brought my boyfriend with me who has never listened to any Frog Pants shows and really had no idea what he was getting into. At the Millennium Fandom Bar, it was a great bar in Vegas, by the way. You guys should go if you ever...
We all sat and talked.
Even if you don't drink, you should go there.
It was really cool. A lot of really cool fandom.
We don't drink, but we go. We went. It was great. Anyway, Kim sat down and talked with him for almost 2 hours and made him feel right at home. Now he won't stop asking when the next one will be. So thank you guys for being so awesome and fostering this great community. P.S. Did you ever try out the mole recipe? We tried out the jambalaya and it was amazing. Tanner and Alex.
I love Tanner and I love meeting his boyfriend. He was great. They were so much fun to just sit and hang out with.
Yeah, that's awesome. They were
part of the group that stole some t-shirts.
Oh, right. They were. Yeah, they got the clandestine t-shirts. They did, dude.
Now you know.
Hold on, though. Did Tanner now? They were getting married. Did that happen? We don't know.
We don't know.
Oh, we would gladly give them a big, huge shout out here on the show.
Absolutely.
But that's just Kim, dude. You, if you're in a place and she's there, get ready because y'all are going to talk.
Get ready.
Y'all are going to talk. You're going to sit down. You're going to have a great conversation. It's going to be meaningful.
It was a lot of fun to hang out with them.
Yeah, she's the real deal.
Thank you, Tanner, for writing in.
Boy, that guy that thinks our relationship is fake must hate this email. He must
hate it. Is he still listening? Probably not. Well, I don't know. He said he wasn't going to.
They always say that. They always come back.
Oh, it's fine.
Kim's got another email from Malaya Emery. Malaya, I think is her name.
Okay.
That's a pretty name, isn't it? Malaya?
Or is it Malaya?
Well, it's M-A-L-I-A. Would you say Malia? Malia? Malaya?
Malia?
Malia?
I'm not sure.
Malia.
I'm not sure.
Either way, all of those pronunciations are actually very nice.
Cool name.
Ooh, what is this? Hold on. I want to hear what this is. It's probably like Nutcracker business.
Reminds me of Mickey.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like the Fantasia deal.
Yes, it reminds me of that. Anyway.
Anyway, says this, came my major jambalaya recipe last Sunday. My kitchen smelled freaking amazing.
It does.
Go smell your towels and your clothes. Because they'll also smell amazing. Anyway, I understand why it is frequently made in your home. I warned Tom, I assume that's her significant other, that I'll probably be making this all the time. My actual response upon trying the jambalaya was, do you think Kim would adopt me, unquote. To which he pointed out that it would be really long distance adoption and that I'm older than you. That I'm older than all of your actual kids. Not older than you. Actually older than your kids. That's fine.
Oh my gosh. I love that they loved it because we do make it a lot around here because it's a staple. It's so good.
When's the next time we're making it?
Probably next week. I think I'm making it for Christmas, remember?
Oh, right.
Christmas Day. So when I was growing up, we always had gumbo. We had seafood gumbo for Christmas Day. It was a tradition. And
with a big, big dead crab in the middle.
Probably five or six full crabs in there.
No, oh, I always remember. I always thought it was just like, find the crab and you'll have good luck all year.
Well, no.
Am I thinking of king cake?
You're thinking of king cake.
Okay, all right. I forget how it works. You guys have all these weird mumbo jumbo freaking voodoo things.
We have
you
all
do.
Of our voodoo things, yes. Yeah. But it's really expensive to make a pot of seafood gumbo here in Utah.
Yeah. Well, not if you want to make a really good fresh.
A really good pot of it. So that's why we go with jambalaya. It's like the next best thing.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
That's doable here.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to get the shrimp here. Just not easy to get crabs unless you want to spend a butt ton of money.
Yeah, and you can get a decent amount of fresh crab in this state for some reason.
Yeah.
Or not fried crab, a shrimp.
You can get crab, too, if you... I mean, it's just expensive.
You just pay for it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a very seafood dish.
Yeah.
Jambalaya kind of is that middle ground of some seafood, lots of sausage, lots of chicken.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you liked it, though.
Yeah.
I'm always happy to hear when people try it, because I think most people are like, I don't know if we'll like it, but they end up loving it.
Yeah.
Lots of vegetables and... It's good.
Well, it's interesting. She says here, I really want to try making the coconut curry recipe you mentioned also. That's the ramen base.
The ramen broth, yeah.
Says, Tom hates coconut, but I adore it. And since I'm on my own all the time anyway, I'd love to try making it for myself. Would it be possible to get that recipe?
Tom needs to try it because Scott does not like coconut either.
I hate coconut.
He doesn't love curry either.
I don't like either thing.
But he loves that dish. So have him try it anyway. But yeah, I'll get that recipe up for you.
Somehow that transcended it. I don't know how, but...
I think it's the spiciness, too. It's really...
There's
it's
something
about
it. Not
super spicy, but it's just, like, perfect.
There's something
it's
about
creamy.
It being in kind of drinkable broth form, too, that's just better for me than some sloppy cat food on rice, you know? You know what I mean?
Is that what you think of curry?
I like tiki
sloppy
masala.
Cat food on rice.
I like tomato-based curries, yes.
And I like the coconut-based curries. It's true.
Yeah.
We have everything. Yeah. But that one is really good, so I'll have to get that recipe up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She says, you guys are awesome. We really like the show. Hopefully, if Nerdtacular happens in 2020, there's rumors. We'll be less than broke and can come. I've already started stashing away a little bit, so here's hoping. Thanks. Malia. It's an awesome name either way.
It is.
And we wish you guys the absolute best.
Thank you.
All right, we got one from someone we know. Someone who has had her eye very close to my eye before, like in proximity. Her eye has been about an inch from my eye.
Was she just staring at you, or what's the...
Nope, she...
Who is this?
She's also been so close to me that she had to take a hanky, a Kleenex and wipe my eye.
A hanky?
Yeah.
How long has it been since you had one of those?
So you...
Who is this?
You're going to figure it out as soon as I say it. This comes from Cindy Parkhouse.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
I didn't mean Barkhouse, I meant Parkhouse.
Cindy works for our ophthalmologist.
Cindy Parkhouse. Cindy Parkhouse.
And she's amazing.
She is amazing.
She answers my questions when I don't know what to do.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love spending time with her, even though we're at the eye place.
It's always
fun
to hang out.
Like getting, what do you call it, dilated? I don't like that. But anyway, Cindy's
like,
always
I've
there
had
for
words.
Us. She's amazing. She says this. Hey, Scott and Kim. It's Cindy from the Eye Doctor. First, I love that you guys are doing this podcast. I wanted to comment on the potatoes in donuts conversation, being from Idaho. That is the way we have made donuts my entire life. It makes them fluffy, and I love it.
It makes them fluffy. That's what it does for them.
Yeah. She says, that's I have amazing. my grandma's spud nut recipe if you want it. Of course we want it.
Of course we want it. Spud nuts. I've got to make those.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good New Year's thing.
But isn't that just... I mean,
Happy
just,
New Year and spud nuts to you.
I mean, spud nuts is just donuts made out of potatoes.
Potato ones. Yeah. Which your Krispy Kremes are too.
Yeah. I'm all in. Did you see that video of the kid jumping on the frozen trampoline?
No.
Oh, this is so cool.
Terrible.
No, it's not.
Okay,
so the
sounds like a bad ending.
The caption, it's kind of this meme, but it's this caption that says, what happens when you bite into a fresh Krispy Kreme donut? And this kid leaps off this high place and hits it, and it creates this, like, that just that
look.
Same stuff.
Yeah,
oh.
That's awesome. Mm. I haven't seen it yet.
You have to get something good while we're out downtown. There's some new donut places.
There's a new
things.
Krispy Kreme.
Well, I don't want to go there.
Okay.
I want to go somewhere like, is that little weird waffle thing still there? That
Bruges?
Yeah.
Bruges waffles, yes.
Down by the market thing?
Yep. Down by Tony Caputo's.
They have this amazing, and there's always a 9 mile line. And
there's a Thai restaurant next to it. And there's also Taco Taco, and we need to go to the Green Pig.
I've never been to Taco Taco.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
And the Green Pig, we always try to go and then never do.
But now there's the Barcade right there by it. Quarters.
Oh, we should go to Quarters.
We should go to Quarters.
Oh, they hate us there, though.
Nick there yet.
They hate us there, though. It's like, what would you like, sir?
A Diet Coke I need some change.
I need change for these video games you have. They'll have a joust machine. I'm
they
excited.
They probably will.
I'm pretty excited. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your emails. By the way, these emails come to us via people just going to the website and using the link. It's frogpants.com/skim. There's a little contact link. Beep. You hit that. Oh, what's this? Guy's talking.
Section 3, please.
What?
Security to Section 3. It's a Kmart ad.
Oh, it's a Kmart thing. But why would they want to?
I don't know, but thank you, Cindy, for sending in an email. It's always good to talk to you.
Sorry, I really got thrown by that Kmart thing.
You did. You kind of burst out of character there.
Security in Section 3.
That's security to Sector 3.
That seems bad. Like, why would you want to advertise that you got a security problem in 1972 or whatever it was?
Or whenever it was.
Yeah.
It had to have been.
All right. Well, get us more emails, you guys, because we love them, and we don't want you to stop. Okay. I got a thing we got to talk about before I have another thing I got to talk to you about.
Oh, okay. There's a couple of things to talk about?
There's a couple of things to talk about. Specifically, okay. Our friends over at Blue Chew. Now, you're saying to yourself, Scott, I thought this was all Patreon. It is. But occasionally, someone will poke their head in and go, hey, we'd like to sponsor a couple episodes of the Skim Show. How do you feel about that?
See how it goes.
And I say, hey, that'd be great. And they say, well, what about us? And I'll say, well, who are you? And they'll say, well, we got stuff you can chew to make it so you have a better erection.
There you go. And there you have it.
And so now we're going to talk about our friends at Blue Chew. So let's talk about it. Guys, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Honey, don't answer that.
I won't answer anything.
Nah. See, now I want to make something.
You're talking to the guys.
I want to make this very clear. I personally don't need this. Okay, personally.
Well, aren't you just on a high horse?
No. I just want to make that part clear. And then I want to also mention that the reason I'm cool doing this, or the reason I'm doing it, is because I think there are plenty of people who do need it.
Absolutely.
And they should get it because it's an important part of life.
And there's nothing wrong with needing it.
No.
No, not at all.
No, nothing. I just wanted to clear that up. Let's clear that up and get on with it. So now you can increase your performance with that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Kim, you've heard of those. Been on the radio.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, or TV, the radio.
And everyone needs confidence in bed, let's be honest.
Do they?
Yes, absolutely.
Some of us just need confidence talking about this while talking to their wife on a podcast.
Okay, but everyone needs confidence in bed, so nothing wrong with it.
I agree.
Try Blue Chew if you need it.
You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
See what you did there?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't do it. They did it. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness.
Now that's got to be the best, not to have to go to the doctor. See?
I know. I don't like going there.
Online prescription.
I don't like going there for anything. Like, I probably ought to go in just for a checkup, just because, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, because I'm a man.
It's harder when there's nothing going on, Major.
I'm stubborn.
But yeah, you need to do your yearly checkup.
I'm like my dad. And my dad died of a heart attack way too young, because why? Because he never went to the doctor and never got checked for anything. and he could have been, he would have been fine. So I should go in. Anyway,
you should.
You can take them anytime, day or night, as I mentioned, and they ship real fast. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit visit BlueChew.com. It's all right, honey. You don't have to say anything.
I didn't.
And get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code SKIM. That's S-K-I-M. All you do is pay $5 shipping. Again, that's Blue Chew, like the color, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, and the promo code SKIM to try it for free. It's better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring today's show.
Yes. Think of us.
Yeah, think of us. What? What? No, don't think of us. Don't think about us okay. While you're getting it on. Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
No, but everyone does need confidence in bed. So try BlueChew.com.
Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Skim is your code. All right. What else? Okay. Now I want to talk to you about this issue I have.
You have an issue?
An issue with a rule that you and I made that you have broken this rule.
There
and I want to know
rule.
How fluid moldable this rule turned out to be. So
let me set something straight. There's never been a rule.
Not rule, but you know what I mean. Okay, here's
but people need to know that. It's not a rule. It's a kind suggestion.
Here's what happened. We spent a crap load of cash on freaking the floor.
Yes, we're getting our floor done, and we're about halfway done.
Yeah, and we paid less than we thought we were going to, so we got a good deal. None of this
is
a problem.
We have lots of families helping put it in.
Yeah, we're not paying to have it. We're not paying exorbitant labor fees.
Yeah,
they're
so
all very talented.
I'm
not complaining about that. But here's where I'll complain. At the time that we got it, I went, all right, honey, you know what this means. This is our Christmas for me and you.
Yeah.
Kids are different, but for you and I, this is Christmas. And you went, yeah, I know. That's great. That's great. That's awesome. I go, man, birthdays too. In fact, all the way up through next July when mine happens. This is good. We're good. Oh, yeah, that's great. There's no problem. So Kim seemed to be in full agreement.
I was on board completely.
Yeah.
And I still am.
Hold on. I already know you're not because there are like two or three packages under the tree from you to me. That's breaking the
There's
rule.
There's only one under the tree for you and one in my room.
Oh, that will be under the tree.
But let me set one thing straight. The item I purchased you, which you're going to absolutely love, I bought in August before we bought the floor. I didn't break any laws or what you want to call quote unquote rules.
You shouldn't be allowed to buy Christmas gifts in August.
I am a planner, you know that.
Yeah, but I like to buy the week before Christmas.
So I'm just curious if anyone else has the same argument.
That's well, I mean, here we are only a few days from Christmas Eve, and guess what Scott has? Nothing.
You don't need anything. I bought this in August. It's just something I knew you would absolutely freak out about, absolutely love.
I know, but no matter what, I'm going to be a poop.
You are
because,
not.
Yeah, Christmas morning, I'm going to get up and go, well, that floor looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, you bought me a few things in the last few months that were not for anything, not for presents, for anniversaries or birthdays or Christmas or anything, so... You were ahead. It's good.
It's more about my guilt than the actual
it's
rule.
It's your guilt. There is no rule. We don't have a rule.
I know.
And some years we buy presents for each other. And we say only one or two or whatever.
Right.
Usually you say no presents this year.
Well, I usually say it because I don't...
Want to have to shop?
I don't...
I mean, that's...
Wait,
but it's okay. This
show would not work
funny...
if you were on Skype, by the way, because Skype would have too much lag and you wouldn't get these amazing pokes right after I say a thing. That's really good. All right. No, okay. I'll concede all that. That's fine.
Can I give it to you early so that then it's not really a Christmas present? It's just I knew you would really appreciate this.
We'll take it on a little trip.
There you go. Okay.
Then I don't feel quite as bad.
There's no reason to feel guilty at all.
And while I'm out, I can maybe I'll peruse around and go, oh, there's a thing that she won't know about, and then I can make it even.
Okay,
again.
But perusing sometimes ends up with Scott's last minute Christmas Eve gifts of I just needed something.
Yeah.
There's been a few of those that I opened up and I thought
like what?
There's one I had to take back.
Yeah.
It was the little side table for laptops that side you bought me one year.
Laptops.
It was a few years ago. You bought me this little table that goes next to the bed for laptops. And I thought, your heart was in the right place, but I didn't really need it. And I felt like...
I never knew about that you didn't like that.
It just isn't that I didn't like it. It was like, I just felt like you needed a gift for me to open. Yeah. You bought it on Christmas Eve, and that is totally a fine thing. A lot of people do that.
How about
it was like just to have a gift, I felt like.
What about the George Foreman grill I got you the night before Christmas time? We made paninis on it.
I did use the George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. That's my fine. Sister is super excited because she's getting a vacuum cleaner and she got to pick it out.
Oh. Well, then she...
There's a lot of gifts that are absolutely necessary, awesome things to give someone for Christmas, especially if they love it. But going to the store on Christmas Eve with your kids to find something to put under the tree is not necessarily my idea of thoughtful gift giving.
Well,
and it's okay. It's all right. It's in the past. It's all good.
It's just me. I'm bad at it. I'm a terrible gift giver. I don't like getting gifts myself.
We're just opposite that way. I do start buying gifts in about July.
Yeah, July and August.
Yeah, I do. I start thinking, ooh, that would be the perfect Christmas present. And a lot of people do not feel that way.
No, but
they don't think it that way, and that's okay too.
But I know people appreciate your thoughtfulness, and that doing that well ahead of time is probably really smart, because then, I don't know, you can spread out the cost. There are other advantages.
There's a lot of advantages to it.
But you're hard to buy for.
You think?
Yes, because we already have a lot of stuff, and who needs more crap? So when I want to do something better than just crap, and so I'll ask your sister, and she's like, oh, I don't know, maybe. Like, nobody really knows.
She's really good at giving you ideas. I've talked to her in the past about that.
I mean, that's not blaming her or anything. I just never feel like it's, I don't know.
Or it's so last minute you can't order anything.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she wants this ring you can only buy from, like, this one place in the Amazon, and you have to get it on a Thursday in June. Like, I can't do that. I don't have that kind of performance anxiety.
Well, that's true. You are not a head person, and that's okay. I'm also that way when we go places.
Yeah.
We're always on time if I'm in charge of that part.
Well, congratulations, because your daughters are better at this than than your son is.
No, Nick's really good at the timing thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
he
is. He doesn't like to get up until the last minute, but he always gets to work at least 30 minutes early.
Oh, no, but I'm saying like gifts. Gifts?
Oh, yeah. He's just like you.
He's terrible. I was like, what are you talking about? There's no way he's
going to
get
gifts. He'll be tomorrow or the next day going, oh, yeah, I still need to do that. And then Christmas Eve will come around and he'll go, oh, yeah, I still need to do that. Oh, I better go do that right now.
I've been a terrible father, clearly.
No, you have not.
He's learned from
me. Habits. That is not terrible anything.
I know.
It's not terrible
just,
parenting at all.
It's just a bad scene. But the girls, they're all on it, like, especially Taylor. She does like you. She'll buy stuff in July or, you know, scope something out early or make something super cool ahead of time. All of
she
which are great. And she's great at that. Carter's somewhere in the middle. Nick and I are in the tail end of that boat.
That might be girls versus boys, though.
What?
It might be. I don't know. How does everyone else feel about this? I kind of feel like women generally plan ahead.
Well, they can write in and tell us.
Yes, in fact, write in and tell us. We need to know.
They don't even have to write in and tell us. They can actually call in and tell us, too. So there's two ways to do this. You can send us emails, frogpants.com/skim. It's just a little contact form. It's easy. Or you can now send voicemails. I was going to announce this at the end of the show, but I'll do it now.
Oh, this is great.
801-471-0462. That number will be familiar to people who listen to other shows because I use it for just about everything. But we're going to start accepting off the air, behind the scenes voicemails, and we'll skim through them during the week. Skim through them.
Nice.
And we'll play some on the show if they're appropriate to the show. So get them in there, 801-471-0462. Just grab your phone.
I want to hear from some guys that are like, no, I'm really good at this.
I know there are some.
I know there are.
You just didn't marry one. I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay.
Someone should have warned you when you're 16 and looking so
I've gotten
cute.
Over it. 26 years later, I'm like, it's all right. I'll buy myself this.
Oh, see? That sucks.
And that's okay. But I'm okay with it.
No,
if
you're
I wasn't,
not.
I would tell you.
I don't think...
I'm pretty honest with you.
Usually, yeah.
Usually, it's Christmas morning comes around and he goes, you know I'm bad at this. Then you hand me a gift. There have been years of that, and it just cracks me up now.
Have I said on the show before how I wrapped stuff in towels and blankets when I was a teenager?
You know, I'll be honest with everyone here. It didn't just happen when he was a teenager.
No, it was happening my whole life.
Our kids were little, and I remember he's like, just throw a blanket over it. It's fine. Throw a sheet over it. It's fine.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Oh, what is it? A rocking horse for the kids, but it should wrap it. No, just
put a sheet over it.
Put a sheet on it. Put a bow on top.
Yeah.
What Nick won't care 5 minutes later.
I think one year you did it for fun for your mom.
I think I probably did, yeah.
And I but think it was a pillowcase.
It probably was. But when I was a kid, it was on purpose because it was the practical thing to do was to grab a towel, wrap up whatever dumb thing I brought from my brother, and then hand it to him on Christmas morning.
In a towel.
I don't know.
I like
why.
It.
It's a weakness
it's
of mine.
It's good.
I can't
it's,
help
it's
it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
All right. Well, send us your feedback and tell us what you think. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for one of my favorite things in the world. That's this. Whoops, it didn't work. Hold on.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right, we're going to try to. Kim, why don't you tell us a little bit about your sister-in-law's incredible jambalaya flavored... What the hell was
it? It was a pasta jambalaya.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is actually an Emeril Lagasse recipe.
Oh.
So you can find it on his website.
What's he doing these days?
I don't know.
He's not on Food Network. Yeah, he's not on there anymore.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
Right. I know it's one of, that's what I asked her when we left, because you were like, that was so, so good. We need to make that. So I asked her, and she's like, oh, it's an Emeril. I'm like, okay, that's easy to look up. So everyone can look it up. It's a pasta jambalaya that was, it's a thicker than my jambalaya.
Yeah.
Because it's pasta.
Yeah.
But it was almost like a pasta salad. It was like, had all the chicken and stuff shredded in there, and it was really, really, really good.
It was insane. And it had a, what kind of sauce? So you said the sausage, what kind was it?
So, usually use an andouille for...
Andouille.
Or, yeah, it's a little bit spicier. I like just to smoke sausage in ours.
Yeah.
A lot of times, because there's a lot of other flavors going on. Any spicy or not spicy sausage, just depends on what you like.
Yeah. I'm all in on
it. I've used Polish sausage in there whenever I fried it up really, really crispy, because we didn't want a lot of spice. We want people to add their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I always have like the slap your mama or the Cajun seasoning on the table so everyone can spice it up the way they want to.
Okay, a quick update on where the hell he's been. In 2017, Emeril Lagasse has a show called Eat the World, and it got a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Culinary Program. So he's still doing it. He's just, okay. I don't think it's on Food Network anymore.
I see. Because I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. That whole BAM thing. He'd say BAM. Right?
And he might still. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Here's your noodles with the jambalaya. Bam, he'd say. all right. Well, that we don't have that recipe on us, but we'll get it and put it somewhere,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
We can do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm excited about that. That's something I would like to
it's
do.
It's an easy one to look up, but if you want us to, we'll put it on the site.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
What's the other one we have to put up?
What was the other one?
I got to remember now.
Dogritos from the
no.
Dog. No.
No one no? really wants that recipe.
I mean, it's fantastic. Are you kidding me? It's one of the most amazing things you'll ever eat.
I've never eaten one, and I just don't want to.
I'm making you one for New Year's.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to be gone until Christmas Eve. Okay, so here's our plan. We're leaving. The kids are here. House sitting, watching the dogs, doing that, having kid fun.
Mm-hmm. And Taylor and Dylan are going to come by for part of it, too.
Yeah, they're going to hang out. Hopefully, they'll all go see Spider-Man because they need to.
Hopefully, they put all the dogs in the kennels.
Yeah. No poops. No errant poops in
no
the house.
No eating any more of my candy canes,
yeah.
Boomer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No wonder that dog barfs all the time. It's always eating something he shouldn't eat. Freaking
She's
dog.
All over the place.
Got to get surgery
anyway,
now.
I know.
I haven't talked about it on here, but on TMS, I went deep on what's going on with Boomer. And
yeah.
It's sad. And you love that dog.
I do.
Yeah. Despite all of her crappy habits, you love her.
I do.
Which is hilarious because... She has more and worse habits right now than Rainer does, but you hate Rainer.
I don't hate Rainer. She's not my favorite dog. She just is so high strung. She drives me a
That's
crazy.
What it is. It's her high strungness that puts you off.
Her high strungness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just feel pity for her because of my high strungness.
You're made for each other.
You're floppy and chill like Boomer.
I'm just pretty chill.
Yeah.
And Boomer is very chill.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
When Rainer wants to nest in a bed, you know, to sit up there and lay down, she has to get up and walk back and forth about 8 times, digging at nothing,
turn
circles. Around circles, and then finally 5 minutes later, she's sitting down.
And then she goes...
Yep.
And it makes me insane.
Kim's favorite thing is dog mouth noises. But then Boomer, on the other hand, gets up on the bed, doesn't turn around, doesn't dig, doesn't do
just
anything.
Just plops down.
Back, plops down wherever she
and
is.
Goes to sleep, and it's great.
Yeah. I think that's just your kind of dog.
Yeah, she's my kind of dog. Yeah. Anyway, she has a displaced hip, and so she's going to have surgery in January.
What they call it is like hipster dysplasia or something.
Hipster dysplasia?
Hip
dysplasia.
Oh, there's no stir.
No, there's no hipster involved, except for Nick.
Thank goodness.
It's Nick's dog, and so Nick's sad because all of his savings are going to the dog.
Yeah.
But he loves the dog, so he's willing to do that, and it's necessary.
Yeah.
Poor thing, it's just hobbling around on three legs.
I hope it works. That's it my will, worry.
It will. She's just going to have to be sedated for a while. And
like 4 or 5 weeks of...
It's 2 months before it's fully healed.
That sucks. That should be okay.
So we'll have a grandbaby by the time it's healed.
Oh my
weird,
gosh,
huh?
What?
Yeah.
Let's not think about this.
No, let's think about it.
I don't want to. I want it just to come and then be here and then I'm good.
Then you'll be fine.
It's like when I had my first kid.
They're going to call you Pops.
In 1994.
Which is what they would have done in the 50s.
Yeah.
Pops. Hey, Pops.
Hey, Pops. I told him I'm okay with Pops. I'm not okay with Pop.
Pops and Nan.
May as well say soda.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Anyway. Are you?
Yep.
I am too, actually. I mean, it's going to be great. Well, who are we kidding?
Who are we kidding?
Yeah, we're going to have a blast and spoil a new human being rotten. And they're going to want to come to our house all the time and...
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
They're going to ask me, they're going to say, Pops.
I've already started pinning things for kids.
What if he asked me to hide his weed when he's a teenager?
Then you will hide his weed.
Oh, look at this already figured out. All right, parenting book on its way, everybody. Watch for that. How to hide weed for your new grandkid. Next up.
I think it's going to be a while before he asks you anything like that.
Probably right. All right, that's going to do it for the show. Thank you all for being here. A reminder, patreon.com/frogpants, great way to support the show. We like to have people who directly help pay for what we do. So go over there and do it, patreon.com.
Yes, and thank you for everyone who has.
Yeah, thank you very much. Also, frogpants.com/skim, that has links to everything in there that you're ever going to need for the show, YouTube archives, all sort of stuff. This is not a live episode, but the YouTube version will be up shortly, so watch for that. And again, those voicemails, I want to hear those, 801-471-0462. It's been a lovely time. Merry Christmas,
yes,
honey.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, and Merry Christmas to you.
We love you all.
I can't wait to be just naked in a hotel. Merry Christmas, everyone. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
When I play this little thing,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's just a recording, so you don't have to say
yes, I know.
Okay. Making sure.
I knew that.
Didn't you do that last time, though? I thought you did that last time.
I may have.
Oh. It's all right. Just a small production note. Not important. Not really. All right. You ready? I mean, not like that ready, but... It sounds like I played it again, didn't I?